I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Talking some NFC North football from Pro Football Weekly. Eric Edholm now joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Eric, how you doing, man? What's going on?
I'm doing great, and I appreciate the Rush bumper music there. I'm a fan, so
that's
a good way to bring me in.
Fantastic. Yeah. Another Rushian. So let me ask you this. The NFC North, are the Vikings still the team, or is there anybody that's going to take over that top spot?
Yeah, I mean, I guess if I had to sort of power rank them in the division, they probably, first of all, they probably wouldn't be that much right now separating one through four. But, you know, I was at the Bears game yesterday, and I asked Akeem Hicks, I said, you know, how did it feel to go from first place to tied for last in a matter of about 3 hours? And he kind of looked at me shocked, like, wait, did that really happen? He said, I hadn't thought about it, but that's a pretty good indication of where this division lies. I mean, I think if you were to say, let's take the best, you know, 50 plays from every team and then stack them up, who would be the best? Even with the Vikings' lows, you might say they have a slight edge, but, boy, I'm not giving the division to anybody yet. I mean, it's a toss-up to me.
I watched that L.A. game yesterday, and they are so good. And what I saw out of the Packers against the 49ers at Lambeau Field, and then I saw the 49ers do really nothing against the L.A. Rams out in San Fran. I have a hard time thinking that you're going to be able to just kind of fix things by self-scouting and getting a little bit healthier going into the next week if you're the Green Bay Packers. I mean, Aaron Rodgers can only cover up so much, and nobody's firing on all cylinders right now. You hope that he's healthy, but how much better can this team be with just, say, a completely healthy Aaron Rodgers?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a fair question to ask. And, right, you know, bye weeks sometimes can work wonders for teams. And obviously, had they lost that game, you know, 2 weeks of speculating about Mike McCarthy or, you know, any other changes that might happen weren't going to improve the mood around the team. So, you know, I always believe in the power of motivation and all that gobbledygook and everything. And better health is certainly going to be a factor. But you're right. It's hard not to stack up those two games you just mentioned and say, are we not looking at a clear difference in talent here? I think it's, you know, there's something to be said for that. The Rams look like a machine right now. Are they a perfect team? No. And are the Packers the most flawed team in the NFL? Of course not. And Rodgers will cover up a lot of that. But, yeah, it's fair to say that I don't think the ceiling is quite as high as what I imagined it might be. You know, even if the young defense keeps developing and then, you know, continues to maybe make some more big plays and fewer mistakes.
What do you think the progression is of the younger quarterback, say Mitch Trubisky? Let's start there. Is the Bears are a team that dramatically got better when it comes to the defensive side of the football. So what is the future for Mitch Trubisky?
Yeah, I mean, you know, around here, and I'm based in Chicago, obviously, it's easy to sort of go one game at a time, and everybody sort of says, well, he was good this week. Well, he took a step back this week. You know, overall, I think people are a little underwhelmed. Even if you look at the numbers, you know, they look pretty good. I mean, actually, his stats aren't really that bad, even if we're talking about a low yards per attempt and all that. But really, he was 18 of 41 at one point yesterday. It was, you know, it was not until the Patriots sat back in that really deep shell there on the final drive that he, you know, went over 300 yards and went over 50% passing for the game. So clearly some overthrows yesterday. It's been symptomatic in almost every game except for the Buccaneers game. You know, to me, I'm treating him like a rookie. It was a guy with 1 year of college starting experience. I don't know how much he learned from a very sort of conservative offense last year and approach. I don't think those 12 starts really gave him anything except, you know, a couple of warts and some, you know, some extra layer of tough skin. So I don't really know how you treat him anything but really almost like a second-year rookie at this point.
It took Patrick Mahomes a good year to kind of learn that system in Kansas City. Is it going to take Trubisky about that long to figure out what Matt Nagy has in store for him?
Yeah, and that's important to point out because, you know, a lot of people, including Mahomes, rather, have said this, like, you know, I can't tell you how much Alex Smith helped me. I can't tell you how much it benefited me from sitting a year. You guys obviously know plenty about what Rodgers said years ago about his, you know, sitting and waiting and learning and watching and all that. It was obviously a different league back then. But, yeah, I mean, that's a huge part of it. Mahomes was, A, put into a terrific situation. Andy Reid teaching him offensive weapons galore, an extra year to kind of, you know, develop at his own pace. All those things are important. It's not every situation is not the same. And with Trubisky, yeah, it's like going from learning Portuguese to Chinese. They're two totally different languages, the systems he's learned now. So I do think this is sort of a de facto rookie year. And, you know, overall, he hasn't been bad. It just takes some time. Mahomes was put into a really good situation, I think.
Now moving over to what they're doing in Minnesota, they still have a really good defense. Offensively speaking, is it fired on all the cylinders they were hoping to get out of it?
Well, take Adam Thielen out of the equation for one moment, and all of a sudden you look and you say, wow, what can they really count on? We love Stephon Diggs, a great player. You know, Rudolph is there here and there for short catches. Aldrick Robinson has come up with some big touchdowns as well, but, you know, Dalvin Cook has been in and out of the lineup. He's tried to fight through this injury. Latavius Murray has done okay when given the ball against some lesser defenses and that sort of thing. But it's really been the Cousins, the Thielen show. And, you know, Kirk Cousins, I don't know how much you guys have watched him up close outside the one game there, but he's made some unbelievable throws this year. I mean, in that respect alone, his deep ball accuracy has made him worth every penny to this point. Has he put some fumbles on the ground and not been perfect in some other situations? Yeah, but that playmaking ability, especially with Thielen, has really kind of kept him alive to this point, I think.
Then we get over to the Green Bay Packers, and defensively speaking, has been their Achilles heel for quite some time. So my question is, how much, like I said, how much better can they be other than just getting healthy? And this has been the debate, and I've said, because people thought, well, if they lost that game to San Francisco, they're firing Mike McCarthy. This organization moves like an iceberg, and there's a really good working relationship between Mike McCarthy and the president, Mark Murphy. I don't think Mark Murphy runs down the hall to the board of directors and said, we got to get rid of Mike. So that being said, I still think they would give Mike to the end of the season to try to figure this out, but I don't know if there's another RELAX in this team. I don't know if there's another run the table in this team. I don't know if they have the total talent to be able to do something like that.
Yeah, and I mean, right, it starts with the Rams game, and how they play in that game and how they show up and how they perform is obviously going to, you know, give us a pretty good indication what the second half of the season would look like, or roughly the second half of the season. But, yeah, I mean, as we talked about earlier, you know, where do you see the biggest areas of growth? I guess you would start with that young defense and say, hey, once Jaire Alexander's back healthy and, you know, Josh Jackson made a play last week and, you know, maybe this young secondary can kind of come together and gel a little bit. Obviously, you know, the number of young players you have back there, it's going to take a little time. But you'd love to see the veterans, you know, the guys like Daniels and Perry and Matthews make more impact plays. I mean, that, you know, there's a reason why they're paying them what they are. And there's a reason why, you know, at one point they earned their reputations as impact defenders. Can they be difference makers, you know? And I guess that's my biggest question, is that with some injuries at linebacker, you're always going to be a little soft in the middle, I think. And so it's tough. I mean, I think there is a path for them to get better on that side of the ball. I don't know if it's going to be, you know, talking about one of the 10 or 12 best units in the league, though.
Right. Let me ask you this before we let you go. And one more thing is, when it comes down to the NFC North, really big picture, when it compares to, say, the West, or it compares to the East, where is this? Because we know that the Saints they were a team that was talking about Super Bowl at the beginning of the season, and they're still a pretty good football team. But we know the Redskins are sitting at 4-2. They're a game above the defending champions, and the defending champions don't look very good right now. But where is this NFC Central or NFC North division right now when it matches up in the NFC overall?
Yeah, it's a good thing they don't have Tampa Bay anymore, right?
Right.
The old division format, right? Yeah, I mean, honestly, if you're grading strictly 1 through 4, with the Lions playing the way they have since that win over New England and coming back and showing some fight, you would have to say that, you know, I don't know, I get less off the top of my head. I'm not remembering some other division but that has that. That dynamic's pretty noteworthy. I mean, all four teams can go on the road and win a game. All four teams have some real identifiable strengths. The NFC South might be a little more top-heavy. You know, obviously, Panthers have had some big wins this year. You mentioned the Saints. You know, I still think the Falcons are a competitive team, even with all their defensive troubles and injuries and everything. You know, so they're kind of a three-team division, I guess, with Tampa Bay pulling up the rear. The East isn't much right now. You know, the NFC West has had its share of problems with the Niners and Cardinals. So I think it's the most competitive division in the NFC and one of the most solid in the NFL. Do they have that elite team, though? I guess that's what probably keeps it from being the best division in football.
Great stuff, Eric. We certainly appreciate it. We'll chat again soon down the road, okay?
All right, sounds good, man.
Appreciate it, pal. Talk to you soon. Eric Edholm, Pro Football Weekly, joining us for a couple of minutes, talking some NFC North football. He joined us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider, hiring drivers right now. You work hard. They treat you fair. 80-plus years, they've been getting it done. Call them, 844-PRIDE. Go to schneiderjobs.com. 844-PRIDE. Go to schneiderjobs.com.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.